It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, our guest says climate change pollution is being exported to the developing world as the U.S. and other developed countries impose new regulations.
First, last Friday afternoon, U.S. District Court Judge Barbara Crabb ruled that Wisconsin's ban on same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. The ruling left it unclear whether or not same-sex marriages could begin taking place immediately, but within an hour and a half, weddings began at courthouses in Madison, Milwaukee, and spread elsewhere as well.
That night, State Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen filed an emergency motion to try to stop counties from issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples, saying Crabb hadn't yet officially blocked Wisconsin's marriage ban. This morning, he asked for a stay on the ruling from a federal court in Chicago.
Although the future of the legal battle remains unclear, those in favor of and opposed to same-sex marriage have been sharing their reactions around the state. Right now, we're going to hear from two perspectives from two Wisconsin legislators. First, we'll hear from Republican Senator Glenn Grothman from West Bend, and he'll be followed by Democratic United States Representative Mark Pocan from Wisconsin's 2nd District. Senator Grothman, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, glad to be on the show. Maybe not so glad given the topic, but always appreciate that you call me.
Well, I want to know what went through your mind when you first heard Judge Crabb's ruling last Friday.
Well, I'm not saying it's surprising because Justice Crabb in the past has shown that she has a dislike for anything based on religion, and she's, really doesn't care what the law says. You got to remember, Justice Crabb a few years ago struck down the National Day of Prayer until we quickly had to turn around and get an appellate judge to overrule her. So if you don't want a day of prayer, something that governors or presidents have been declaring, probably throughout the history of the United States, it's not surprising if she would find a right to gay marriage in our Constitution, even though throughout most of our country's history, we didn't have gay marriage. Homosexuality was even illegal. So obviously it's a ridiculous ruling. There is no way the state of Wisconsin under our U.S. Constitution should be forced to issue marriage licenses to homosexual couples. But this is something we see from a lot of left-wing judges, and you can't be any more left-wing than this current judge.
And yet she said she doesn't condone the marriages that are taking place across Wisconsin. What do you make of that?
Well, she clearly wanted to have homosexual marriage, or she wouldn't have struck down a constitutional provision that was passed by the state legislature and passed by the voters. I mean, under normal circumstances, you give deference to state law. And again, you think how long this country's been around, and under our U.S. Constitution, how long we have not only not had homosexual marriage, we haven't even had legal homosexuality. So what really this decision means is that Judge Crabb on her own is in favor of homosexual marriage, and she ignores what the people who put together our Constitution wanted and just says willy-nilly, I find something in here that's going to force the state of Wisconsin to do this.
And there have been 11 county clerks who have gone ahead and issued marriage licenses in Wisconsin, the bulk of them being in Madison and Milwaukee, but elsewhere in the state as well. What do you make of that, given that we're in this period, a little bit of legal limbo right now?
Well, first of all, some of them may be confused and not know what they're supposed to do. But since Justice Crabb did not say that they should do this or did not overturn our constitutional amendment, these people are breaking the law, which is, again, unfortunate. But over time, we are having a more and more of an attack on Christianity in general in this nation. And it's a very sad thing for people such as me who always kind of viewed America as a special country. It's not a country in which, we're necessarily governed by the Bible, but our country was founded by many, many people for whom religion was very important, and they kind of looked America to be a city on a hill and, I think, a very, very religious country among its people. And now we have a situation in which our government is openly hostile to Christianity, and by trying to make homosexual marriage legal, we are sending a message to the young people that homosexuality is no big deal, which is really what I think this effort is about.
And I just
part of the atheistic left.
I want to jump in here since we're running short of time. Now, Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen has asked for a stay on the ruling that was not granted. What do you think, what would you like to see going forward in the courts?
Well, I think the courts should uphold Wisconsin's law. First of all, they should immediately reinstate Wisconsin's law. And secondly, I assume an appellate court will say Justice Crabb is wrong, just as an appellate court previously said Justice Crabb was wrong to strike down a National Day of Prayer. It would be nice if it meant anything for maybe even Governor Walker to call in the legislature and clarify what this meant, though I'm not going to hold my breath on that. But it is a very frustrating thing. We like to tell people they should respect the judiciary. But when you have a judiciary just make something up, I mean, our Constitution is over 200 years old. Nobody thought there was a right to so-called gay marriage from 1789 till about 8 years ago. Nobody would even thought of it.
And we're going to have to leave it there. We're out of time. Senator Grossman, I appreciate you making the time to join us today.
Well, glad to be on the show.
We've been talking to Senator Glenn Grossman from West Bend. And now we're joined by United States Representative Mark Pocan from Wisconsin's 2nd District to hear his reaction to Friday's ruling. Representative Pocan, thanks for joining us.
Oh, glad to be here. Thank you.
So what was your immediate reaction when you heard Judge Crabb's ruling?
Well, you know, I think I was obviously very happy to hear that we finally were going to treat every single one of our citizens with respect and dignity and give them the liberty to live their lives like now 20 other states. So it was good that we finally have been brought into that column of states that don't have discrimination when it comes to marriage. And I think, you know, I was down there at the City County Building in Madison on Saturday morning, and there was just a lot of celebration.
And what is your response to those who say that the courts are going against the wishes of Wisconsinites who voted to put the ban in place with 59% of the voters back in 2006?
Yeah, well, I mean, the U.S. Supreme Court made a decision that's obviously what's been the push of the dominoes on this and said that it would be illegal to discriminate. Therefore, you know, state after state after state, including places like Utah that are hardly known for being liberal progressive states, have made this decision to match up with the constitutionality at the federal level. So this is simply a judge recognizing what the U.S. Supreme Court said and making sure that marriage access is available for everyone without discrimination. So, you know, I think one of the arguments that we heard from the last person was, you know, because it's been around for a very, very long time, we should continue it. But I wouldn't argue because we had polio for a very, very long time, we should continue it if the society has changed and times have changed. And right now, a majority of people support marriage equality in Wisconsin. That should be what rules, according to the U.S. Constitution, the decision that was made. And I think some of these other arguments are really more political and rhetorical in nature.
The way that the law has been implemented or interpreted so far have been uneven across Wisconsin. We have some clerks granting licenses to same-sex couples, largely in Madison, Milwaukee, but elsewhere as well. What do you think about that action right now, given that, in general, there's still some gray area about how the law will be interpreted?
Well, I don't think there's gray area in that it is unconstitutional to have marriage discrimination. That's very clear in Judge Crabb's decision. Where she was less clear was whether or not you could start this immediately. So I think most county clerks who've had people asking them for years and years and seen what's happened in all the other states around the country where the exact same sort of decisions has happened have decided to start issuing the licenses. But I agree, there is some confusion. I think everyone agrees with, if you look at Judge Crabb's decision, while she's completely clear on the unconstitutionality, she wasn't as clear as the timing of when all of this can take place. So I'm glad that county clerks are moving forward and doing their jobs. But I agree, there is some, I think, confusion in how the final part of the decision was written.
Yeah, she said she'd wanted some rules in place, procedural rules about how it would be implemented. But you think it's okay that clerks are going ahead and issuing these licenses?
Well, I mean, yeah, to make it simple, it's not exactly rocket science. If two people, two men or two women come in, it's no different than if a man and a woman comes in to get the license. So to think that we need a special set of rules or something isn't necessarily, I mean, obviously most county clerks who started this started it because it was very easy to implement and they're able to do it. So I think, you know, while we'll have to see what becomes of this. We saw today that she didn't agree with the Attorney General. Once again, he was wrong on his clarification of the law, because the Supreme Court does have the ultimate standing, and we are unconstitutional when we had the ban in place. So I'm glad that county clerks are kind of filling in where the void is, but I'm sure that we're probably going to have some additional legal proceedings based on how that decision is written.
Where do you expect to go? Where do you expect this law to go in the future, given that there are foreshadowings of the Supreme Court taking it up next term?
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. You know, it's not a question of if. It's a question of just when every single person, every single state in our country can get married to the person they love with the same respect and dignity we treat with everyone else. So that's clearly where it's at. That's clearly where public opinion is at. The fact that some people still want to hold on, a few because they truly believe in what they're saying, and a few more who see this as a nice political issue to take advantage of those people who believe that way. I've always said I think this is about the last election cycle where those who decide to use hate as a political issue are going to be victorious, because we have seen society continue to change in this area, and people recognize that everyone should be treated similarly. And, you know, if someone really feels threatened by my husband and my marriage, if Senator Grossman is threatened and his marriage somehow by that, that's his problem, not necessarily mine, although I don't think Senator Grossman is married. But for someone who is, I don't think I'm challenging their marriage by my husband and I being married in Canada in 2006.
Well, let's talk about that. As co-chair of the LGBT Equality Caucus and a married gay man yourself, what's the personal meaning of Judge Crabb's ruling to you?
Well, I mean, it's very big, because it's finally having that recognition. You know, when we had that hateful amendment put in the state constitution in 2006, that same month, my husband had and I had planned for a while to get married in Toronto. But we had to leave the country to do it at the time, and some people have to leave the state to do it. I actually officiated a wedding earlier this year out here in Washington, D.C. for a couple from Wisconsin. And, you know, that's just not fair that that's how it should happen. And I think the fact that we've seen what the Supreme Court said and what states are doing, you know, it's a really positive sign. However, you know, I hate to dampen the joy we have, but, you know, there's still a lot of situations where people in a lot of states can still be fired simply for being gay or lesbian. There's a lot of bullying in schools. There's a lot more we have to do, but this is a really big thing. And right now we're celebrating this and just making sure that it's implemented in Wisconsin, because, you know, we were the first state in the country to have a non-discrimination clause when it comes to being gay or lesbian. It's good that at least we're in the first half of states, I think, doing marriage equality.
Representative Pocan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely.
We've been speaking with United States Representative Mark Pocan from Wisconsin's 2nd District. Earlier, we heard from Wisconsin State Senator Glenn Grothman from West Bend. They've been weighing in on Friday's ruling that Wisconsin's same-sex marriage ban is unconstitutional.